Hi, everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship healing show. This is Saturday night live on the Lightship. And what's the date today, Ann? Do you recall? Is it the 26th or?
Yes, it's May 26th, 2018.
Okay. That's what I thought. Okay, just double checking. So let's clear the date, everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And bring up the light bean or beans on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bringing peace to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's release that from you. And just think about what you got in contact with. A situation, maybe you have some pain in your body or something. So here we go, releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feels good. Okay, we'll put Ann on. So Ann, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here and doing this show for all of us. Welcome anyone listening who is brand new to Ron and his healings. Ron has a fabulous website, creationlightship.com, where you'll find many healings and a lot of information that you can check out after the show. If you have questions for Ron or testimonials, please send them to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or on the BBS radio station page that you access through Ron's site. There is a link to a fast chat that you can click on, and that will also come right into the inbox. And it's Saturday night, so that means later in the show, probably about quarter to the hour, Ron will bilocate all of us to Creation Lightship, the place we were created, where we experience source energy and, more importantly, source energy healing. So you'll want to be prepared a bit for that by having one physical condition you would like the light being doctors to work on healing for you. Also, you can make a request of anything of nature that you would like to experience the true, pure source energy of. So, for instance, if you love giraffes, I don't think we've been to a giraffe room in a while, you could request that, for instance, and you'll get to experience the energy. And possibly, if you're a seer, even see some giraffes. So it can be flowers, all sorts of different things, waterfalls, rainbows, all the energies of nature. So I want to begin by saying that Ron did a wonderful healing call today, and we would love to hear from some people who were on the call about how they're feeling or what they felt during the call. I shared with Ron before the show that no one has written in, and my theory is that everyone is so peaceful and relaxed that they don't want to write an email, and I don't blame them. But if you can, Ron really appreciates hearing from people. And Ron, if it's okay with you, I'd love to just do a quick review for the people that were on absentee. When Ron does a live healing call like that, almost always, sometimes he'll make an exception, but almost always you can register and pay for the call and then be an absentee. For instance, maybe it's the middle of the night where you live, or maybe you have to work and you can't be on the phone. So there's a couple more calls coming next month, and it's good for people to know that, so I just wanted to share it. And so it was a blood healing call today. So, Ron, I'll explain it as best I remember, and then you can jump in or add things. So Ron healed, started with the blood, and he gave us 10-minute increments to receive the healing. And he then moved into clearing our lymph system and our, you know, the lymph fluid and then lymph nodes. And we stuck pretty much to the 10-minute increments of quiet and healing. Oh, I forgot to say, Ron, of course, charged a lot of water for us at the beginning of the call, which was wonderful, and also later in the call invited us to take a bath or shower and have that water charged by the light beings, too. So that's a wonderful benefit. And then he moved on to skin healing, mostly removing cloned, old clone energy skin from us. And that was wonderful. And then the call ended around 3, and he let us stay on the light ship, requesting more healings for a whole hour. So that was very generous of you, Ron, and very nice. And then, I don't know if you want to discuss it again, but you gave us some insights into what's going on with the special forces, and many people listening and who do healings, I know, are enlisted with different sections, units of the special forces. And I love hearing about that because it makes me feel sort of relieved and comfortable about what's going on. So I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit or add anything about the call today, Ron.
Well, let's see if anybody would like to send in a testimonial or something about what they experienced in the battles that they were having.
Oh, right. You did ask people that today. Oh, and you also invited people. So there might be someone fairly new because, you've just done several expos. And so if you're a new person, we're on the call today, Ron gave you the opportunity to enlist. And he said you'll be put immediately to work. There's things going on and there won't be any sort of boot camp time for you. So maybe someone who just was enlisted today might have something to share. And how was the healing part of the call for you today, Ron? Was it smooth or was it a hard one?
It was smooth, yes.
Well, that's
nice
good. It certainly felt good. Really, even before you started, when the 12 Source Energies was playing, I started to feel almost like a head rush, like, ooh, everything's moving. And I didn't move. I was sitting. So if I knew that I really felt like my blood was starting to move around. And that sometimes happens, right? The energy comes in a little before the call starts.
Yeah, typically you could actually be worked with if you're on the call, either absentee or, or even before you call in, a lot of times we start working about an hour prior to when I come on. So some people actually notice that. So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was feeling. Okay, so I thought while we're waiting to get some emails in, we could talk in general about the new Earth and how important it is to be peaceful and at peace so that we are on the new Earth, which you've explained is both energetic but also physical and very real. And I have a question, actually. When we are on these radio shows, I think that the audience is pretty peaceful, and you've shared that in the past. And you, of course, clear the date, which makes everyone feel good, and then you activate the light being, and there's a lot of peace here. Would you say also, Ron, or add to that, that when we're on a show, listening to a show with you, we're also on the new Earth?
Yeah, I would say that would be correct. You should be there, at least 80%, we'll say. It depends what you're doing. And if you're just listening and taking back. So a person who is mentally busy might be 80% there, but if you're just sitting listening to the show and you're in your easy chair or laying down in your bed or something, at that point, if you're not doing anything with your hands, then definitely you would be in the present moment. And some people, when we do the mind to heart drop at the end, they don't really feel a change because they're already in the present moment. So I always do that because in case you're not, you will be. And then it also is like a tool that newbies can hear and to, see how it works. In fact, if we could have people comment on that, that'd be wonderful, how they feel at the end of the show when we do that. I don't like putting people into the present moment during the show because you're going to be so relaxed that you may not hear what we're talking about. So, you know, that's why I don't do that exercise. You could still be almost there or pretty much there during the show. But when you do the exercise itself, the mind to heart drop, then that actually, you know, closes the door to darkness and you're actually in the present moment. So back to you.
Okay. So, my follow-up thought about that, I guess, about the being on the new earth is, might being on the show be a good time to almost take a look at or do a quick survey of what might be continuing your attachment, courting, I don't know what is the right thing to call it, but if you're still somehow attached to the old earth. I thought that, you know, you and I could talk about some of the healings that would typically be good to free people up from that, but might being on a show and you say, oh, gee, I'm on a show, but I'm, you know, checking out websites on the, you know, online, or I'm also looking at magazines or whatever people might be doing, you know, maybe there's something, what's distracting you? Like, might this be a good time for people to notice, oh, this distracts me and maybe I need to clear it?
Yeah, boy. Any clearing that you do online, on the website, will put you into the present moment. You could be taken out of that, you know, if you start doing something. But basically, you know, you will be in the present moment because that's the way the healings work. You only work in the now, you know, along with your spirit being in the now. That's how everything connects to each other. But you could be doing a clearing maybe and doing the dishes or vacuuming, so you're kind of in the mental realm, but the clearing will still work for you. But, you know, some people do space clearings that way. And, you know, they don't have to really be fully conscious that, you know, they got to be mentally there because it's working. If you're doing like an emotional clearing or the whole lifetime clearings, it's probably best, you know, to be in front of a light being on the monitor screen because you're only looking at maybe half an hour, 45 minutes max to do the whole lifetime clearing. And then if you're doing the unlimited version, that's probably a minute or two. So there's no reason for you to go out and do something else during that process. But all the clearings will put you into the present moment when they start. And then at that point, they just keep working because you are in the present moment for the clearings. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought we had a new email in there. Okay, we do. Today's call left me in a river of light and enjoyed a light shower during the call and left me so relaxed and feeling great. That's wonderful. I have a feeling everyone's feeling that way. Okay, so I will move on to, well, I feel like we can talk about some healings. I know you mentioned today that, this is one. Someone on the healing call today, you mentioned ley lines, that a certain alien group was trying to mess with ley lines. And the person asked, should we do that clearing? You said, no, it'll get cleared. But someone might need a ley line clearing, it made me think, for different reasons. Because to me, that's like kind of obvious. If you've got ley line attachments, you might be still corded to the old Earth because, of course, the new Earth won't have those ley lines, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So I took that question as if, you know, could you help the soldiers, in a sense, by clearing the ley lines? You know, more than likely, I would say 99%, it probably would not help, but it could help you maybe somewhat by doing that. But once they get rid of these energies, I'm hoping that there will no longer be aliens jumping into these gridline ley lines to take you sideways. So only time will tell on that.
So, yeah, and it's, I said ley lines, I meant to say grid lines, but they're similar, and you could be attached to them. For instance, if you are unhappy where you live or dissatisfied in some way, and but you are having a hard time moving or changing things about your life, you might need both of those clearings or the grid line anyway. Well, they can both attach to us.
Yes.
Okay, so, and also, I was thinking that we haven't talked about, now here we go, there's another one. Okay, first, rats. I forgot about the call today. I was in a theme park as part of a job I do with a client that wanted to go way up high to go on a water slide. We plan to ride the tube together on the way down. I have not done something like this for more than 5 years. Halfway up, I had a frozen moment of panic. I can't do this. I was pretty embarrassed and told my client I didn't want to do this and met resistance. I immediately started the mind to heart drop and said it probably 30 times, and the shift was amazing. I have never felt such a shift using it as I did today. It rescued me.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, that is great. So I don't know if they meant they forgot to sign up for the call today or if they forgot to call into it, because if they signed up for it, then they received, I hope they know, they received all of the energy as an absentee, because Ron has said once, as soon as you pay and put your name in there, you're definitely on the call. Are there any other healings, Ron, that come to mind for you that might, you know, sort of be the key for people? You know, you talk a lot about the most important healings being the emotional first and the mental and the fear and the trauma body and, of course, the spirit and death barcodes. But, you know, if someone feels like they're still not fully at peace, I don't know. I was thinking, what one that came to mind for me was the self-empowerment healing, because that has so many issues on it that might be helpful. But are there any that come to mind for you?
Well, there are people who need the sensory body clearing, and that clearing is sort of like the empathic body. It's a little different, but and it's harder to say what the actual difference is. But I'll do a sample of that. So this is how you use your body to sample energies. So that's why we call it a sensory body. And some people use maybe their lower chakras to see if negative things are in the room or negative people, as they get, you know, they kind of get that energy, I don't know, bombardment, we'll say. But here we go. I'll do a sample of that. I'll do a sample for the first chakra, then I'll do a second and third. So here we go. First chakra for a sensory body. It just depends which one you're using. Could be using all three. So here we go. And I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, so that's the first chakra. Second chakra, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So let's kind of see if your body's loosening up or not. And now we'll do the third chakra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll give you a little clue there on you know, how you feel. Maybe for your whole life you have, maybe let's just say your second chakra wide open, you know, and you want to sample energy from the second chakra. And so now that energy is taken away from you and you can say, yeah, boy, my body's relaxing now. I never knew that I had it wide open to sample people's energies. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, here's something that is a good question and is certainly something that might distract people or hold them back a little. How do I clear Reiki symbols from my aura? Thank you.
I'd say probably the space clearing. So you want to clear your space with those symbols around you. I think we have somewhere on the side a healing that's probably in one of the bundles or something that includes in one of the drop-down boxes, we'll say, an auric field clearing. I know we have the skin, I think, auric field. I can't recall what that one's, what's on that clearing. So we'll see if any listeners out there can help out with that. That's a very good question because you can have other things attached to you also. So back to you.
Yeah, I remember seeing those a long time ago. I don't know if they have names. You know, you could certainly, if they do, clear them on the natal barcode. That might help. Whenever I think of something I want to clear, I always do the natal barcode first. And it really helps a lot, even a name of somebody. Like, for instance, if they have Reiki symbols, they had a Reiki practitioner, and they could put that person's name. That might do some of the disconnecting. I don't know.
Yeah, so that clearing that you're talking about, Ann, that the natal clearing, that's the one that you come in with, and it has your situations built into it. So that would be like your astrological chart and how your life path is supposed to be. So that's what that clearing is for. And so you have a barcode that connects you to all these events that you could possibly have in your lifetime. And then as you start going into that clearing and you start releasing things that you know about, you know, like the address of your house when you were a child, maybe names that people called you, you know, nicknames or names that aren't too good or nice, all that stuff is attached to you. So that's why you want to do that clearing, because it's very beneficial to get this stuff off of you. So
right, and the key there is, you know, that healing is self-explanatory. I don't have it up right now, but it's name, nickname, date of birth, few things, but then the bottom one is other. So once you've cleared out those basic names and everything, and your birth date and important dates, you just keep that other tab and just put in, you know, everything. And it does frontwards and backwards, and you can even open two tabs if you want and do back and front at the same time. So, yes, and maybe some listeners will have. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we have more than we might have many listeners who cleared themselves of Reiki and other practices. But I guess that one is one where they try to put those symbols in your body. So they're good to get out.
Yeah, or use them to connect to you, energetic cording, you know.
Yes.
And who knows what's on the other end of that symbol, you know. Where does it go to? What resonates to that symbol in the beyond, though?
Yeah, I remember my friend had a beautiful crystal she wore on her neck, and I complimented her, and she said, oh, yes, thank you. I got it from so-and-so, who's a healer. And then next time I saw her, she said, you know what happened? I figured out he was attaching to me through that crystal. So I threw it out. And she says, I felt like he was trying to mess with my energy and make me not feel well, so I'd go to him for another session through that crystal.
Wow, yeah, that happens quite often. Whenever you do a clearing on yourself, like a space clearing, we'll say, or even an object clearing, whatever you have that has become contaminated, or you bought it contaminated, or somebody, you know, held it in their hand and did their mojo on it for you, you know, thinking that you're getting peace energy or love energy. Once you do that clearing, you know, for a dollar, we'll say, it's neutralized. And so you don't have to throw away something that you may like. It'll just take the energy out of it. And I also recommend, you know, with crystals typically, you know, to just rinse them off with water for, you know, half, you know, 15 seconds, you know, half a minute. Just put water on it, and it'll change the energy instantly. You don't have to do any kind of stuff where you put it out in the sun or put salt on or anything else. Just the water itself will change the energy. So if you are wearing something, you know, all the time that you like, we'll say you have a ring on. Well, once you go in the shower or bathtub and you put water on, it's just automatically neutralized, you know, because that's just the way it works. So, but, you know, if you do have something that you have in your closet or, you know, in your drawer or jewelry box or something and you like it and maybe somebody looked at it because it was around your neck and they liked it and they're jealous and they put out some type of energy to it, even if they like it, right away you have their energy courting your object. So you do want to get rid of that. And everything should be neutralized, yeah, so it's peace. You want peace energy around you. You don't want to have something where you're being attached to some other energy to take you sideways and to cause a, you know, law of cause and effect condition on you, which will cause you harm. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Okay, Ron, thanks. And a couple of people wrote in about last night's show, which I unfortunately had to miss, but I intend to listen to it as an archive. If you ever miss any of Ron's shows, you can always go to the BBS page. You access that on Ron's website on the right-hand side. And scroll down a bit, and you'll see all the archives are there, and, you know, they're not always up the next day, but their BBS is pretty efficient. They'll be up shortly. And so if you ever miss one, you can just listen at your leisure. So last night, Ron, I guess you did a healing for emotions around animals and pets. So a listener wrote in, the first clearing that was very heavy was for one pet. It is kind of sad, so I'm not even going to say what the pets are, but thank you for writing this in. It was almost 40 years ago. I have thought about him over the years. I had felt much sorrow letting him go. Another pet came to mind from when I was a teenager. Was actually a family member's pet and who had been abused. And then another pet was lost tragically and was very sad. So grateful these animals are now found and on the lightship. My eyes filled with tears at the separation clearing. And yes, also as stupid kids, they did things to one of their pets. You know, it's not that horrible, but, you know, didn't make the cat happy, let's just say. It didn't, like, seriously damage them, but still you have guilt and upset remembering things that you did as a dumb kid. So they finish with this. These clearings are simply amazing. What gets brought up to be released. Thanks, Ron. So thank you very much for sending that in. And that's such a, well, all of that is good. And it seems like, oh, this isn't good. Why did Ron have me remembering all this sadness? But that's unfortunately in you in some way, maybe stored in your body or your brain, and this way now it's gone. Want to add anything to that, Ron?
You can't whitewash anything. You know, you can't paint it over or run away from it, you know. like I say, let's just say that, you know, this is the last day of your life. You're in the hospital all hooked up to stuff, and you go, man, what did I do wrong to be in this situation? And all of a sudden, one of those things could come up, and you go, man, I should have, you know, did a clearing on that or something, you know. Remember, you die because of conditions. And so, you know, even if it sounds like a negative thing that I brought up, you know, like maybe almost strangling your cat or beating your dog because it bit you or something, you know, and the dog didn't know any difference, you know, it just got afraid and bit you, and then now you're beating the dog. And now you look back, you go, boy, I shouldn't have hit him 20 times, you know. I must have really hurt him. So now you have all this guilt. And that's stored inside of you. So now you're on your last day of life, and you look at it and you go, man, I got this illness because I beat my dog, and I never forgave myself from it and never got it out of me. So what I'll do is a clearing for you right now, and I'll do a guilt clearing. And here we go. Think of one of those situations. I'm sure you have something that's deeply buried, and it's festering, but you don't know about that, but it's still deeply buried, so I'm going to release that from you. If you need to go deeper into it, you know, I think we have a guilt clearing, I believe. If not, you can go into the special clearings to do that. Here we go. Bring up your issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm yawning, so it means there's some energy there. I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron, so much for doing that. That was great. And also, last night, you did a clearing for technology, I guess, or something about computers. And someone else wrote in, thanks, Ron. That release was heavy duty. Years of upsets, frustration, and anger. Using computers as part of your life. Blessings.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a clearing. Let's see. Since we know about pixels, I think everybody understands what that is. You know, the more pixels you have, the more definition and clarity we'll say you have in a picture. Just making it very simple. So your monitor screen also has pixels on it. You know, the amount of little, we'll say dots of different colors. We'll just say LEDs that light up. So let's do a clearing for the pixels on your monitor screen that's attaching to you. And I can take it away, but when you look at your screen again, it may just reoccur. But we'll just see if you can sense something. So here we go, releasing the pixel infiltration on your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. So just see if you feel a little different. Like I said, I just released what you have accumulated, we'll say, from your past, by looking at your monitor screen or screens going maybe back 20 years, you know, who knows? And, you know, maybe, you know, when you look at it again, they'll still maybe connect to you, but you may not have quite that charge on them because it's taken you 20 years to get to where you were, and that's released now. So we'll just see if anybody can sense maybe more clarity or less interference mind control patterns, timelines, etc. So back to you, Ann.
Great. Okay, Ron. Okay, we've gotten in some testimonials about today's call. Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for the call today. I benefited big time today, as I do from all the clearings. This one was a little squeamish for me, though. Shortly after you began the call, I started sweating profusely. My pillow and mattress were soaked to the core. I am grateful that I had a pad on them. I got up to take a shower and, embarrassed to say, the water was no way near clear. I went back to the call for a while and decided to take a second shower. The second water was more dirty than the first water. I am afraid to take another shower tonight, but I will. This will be my fourth shower today. I also experienced much clearer vision, and my whole body felt much lighter and invigorated. I do feel like a load has been taken off me. Thank you so much. Many blessings.
Wow, that's quite a healing. That's great. So I guess back to you. I don't know what else to say. I can make a comment. You know, maybe you're, what's that old saying? You know, you're so full of, you know, stuff that your eyes are brown. Maybe, you know. Anyway, I won't go there. But maybe now you got blue eyes. Who knows? You have green eyes. But anyway,
well, people have different, you know, responses sometimes to the healing. So I would say to that person, you know, that's wonderful, really. Congratulations. You got a lot of stuff off you.
Yeah, so what it feels like to me is that your lymphatic system had a gigantic purge, and it came out through your skin. That's wonderful. So
right.
Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Another one that just came in. Hi, I signed up for the call today and then forgot to call in. Got all wrapped up in a project. When the call was almost over, I remembered, but it was too late to call in. Then I realized that my project was really flowing, and I was peaceful most of the afternoon. So I definitely felt the energy. Thank you. Lately, I've been having occasional periods of being really tired, where it's hard to stay awake, and my feeling is that something must be going on with the time-traveling soldiers, though I've had no awareness or dreams. I'm glad to know that something's happening, and I'm being put to work. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll see if we get any comments from people who may be enlisted today or the veterans that are there, the ones that are continuously doing stuff and know about it. So back to you.
Okay, and so that last testimonial I read, the person wrote back, I forgot to say that my skin feels smooth and silky. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And one more. Let me see here. Okay, I thought there was one more. Okay, sorry. Okay, it's almost time to go to the lightship. And I guess I'll read you the rooms, Ron. I can read one more email.
Yeah, one more, that'd be fine.
Okay. Sorry, that one, gosh. Okay, here's a question. Our spirit is infinite. So if we go off planet to another planet, does our body run on a battery or does our spirit run or our spirit energy?
That's a very good question. You would probably have a little bit of you here to sustain your physical body. Remember, your body also has a spirit or it that, you know, operates the body, we'll say. And your spirit that lives out of your eyes is here to help your body do healings if that is needed, be creative with you. So ideally the spirit that you're talking about that leaves your body is your creative source within you. And plus you have the mind of the body that heals the body. So you have many things going on. But if you do leave and you go somewhere else like you do when you maybe go to sleep at night, typically most of your, I'd say maybe all of you are gone because they create these dreams for you that you may not even be aware of. It may not filter into this reality. So your spirit wants to be there to be creative. And within that, you know, situations normally occur that's negative. And then you do a crash landing when you come back here. So, but the actual, I guess, the original question would be, you know, where are you? Well, typically there could be a part of you here. Maybe 90% of you left, and you have 10% left here, you know, mining the fort. And that's kind of the way it works. So I guess we go to the light ship. This only works live on the show tonight. If you're going to the light ship, you will feel peace energy. If you're not listening live, so here we go. Going to go to the light ship so we can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going into the hot tub room to have yourself, you know, detoxed. There's some different types of mud there. Right now I'm seeing an orange type of mud, clay, we'll say, to help detoxify your skin and pull stuff out of you. And we'll just go into the rooms that you have there, Anne. So what's the first one?
The floating magnets room.
Okay. So you're actually laying down either on like a massage table and or from that point, after being there, you're levitating, okay? And these floating magnets come all around you. They go through you and can be anywhere around you, pulling out negativity and physical pain. So bringing this energy in, here we go. And I use the word stronger to increase it. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Next room, please.
The hibiscus room.
Okay, here we go. Just some flower energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
Pink roses.
Okay, pink roses. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okie doke.
Baby elephant room.
Okay, so watch out for your toes, everybody. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can ride them, too. So back to you.
Oh, that's fun, Ron. The butterfly room.
Okay, here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okie doke.
The horse room.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to ride some horses. So I'll look for the little, maybe the Mustangs and Palominos and little Shetland ponies. So here we go. And maybe you want a Clydesdale. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. I'm sure if you're a Viking, you probably got like a Clydesdale. I don't know if they were around back then. Maybe they were. But you got a good horse. So back to you.
Okay. The turtle room.
Okay. Here comes the turtles. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Maybe two more rooms.
Okay, the beach and palm trees room.
Oh, and maybe we'll get some margaritas. Here we go. So one, two. We can request that, I guess. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
And the raccoon room.
Oh, okay, great. Raccoons. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship. And get in our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay. So somebody has an interesting question. We have a couple, actually. All right, I'm going to go to this one first. So this is about pets, again. And this is a really, you know, tough question, Ron, but I think it's probably worth talking about. What about when you choose to euthanize a pet? I have a situation that doesn't involve an emergency, but my pet is in its later years with medical conditions that I have been treating all of her life. I feel she is uncomfortable and unhappy, showing signs of pain, and not all the time, but often enough. She gets ulcers. Often I get them healed, and then they recur. She has had a variety of medical help from my vet anytime she needs it, and I feel horrible about this. So what would you say to that person?
Boy. Different ways to look at it. So I'll start off with a way that will be a little different. The first thing is to cause no harm. But the animal is being harmed. And so from that, I would probably, euthanize the animal because it's suffering. So anything that's suffering, you could talk to a spirit, tell it that you're going to be doing it next Tuesday or whatever, and they're doing it because it's, having difficulties and having problems. And from there, more than likely, if you choose to get another, say dog or cat, we'll just say, then by doing so, that spirit could come back into that other animal. So you could, look at that aspect, and then you still have the spirit of the animal with you. As far as, taking the life, you have to look at it that, it's probably wanting you to do that because you're having the thoughts of doing that, okay? And does it want to leave you? Probably not. And do you want to leave it? Probably not. But, if you're at the point of, or it's at the point of having the suffering, and you're having it too because you're talking about it, then, you may want to do that. Instantly the animal would be, put on the light ship since you're doing clearings. Just let me know when you're planning to do that, and they'll be on the light ship perfectly safe unless it chooses to come into, another pet or animal that you are choosing to have just after that. So back to you, Ann.
Yes, and just a reminder to everyone, Ron has very generously said any healings we've purchased for ourselves we can also do for our pet. And I don't know if you just said, Ron, the spirit barcode they could do, because I'm fairly certain this listener has done, the spirit barcode, and they could also do the deceased loved one.
Yeah, they could do that too, yeah.
And then
done clearings, almost always your pets and animals are already connected because they go to the light ship, and so they'll be taken into quarantine where everybody goes to, after the dying process. So
right. Okay, well, thank you, Ron. I think that'll be very helpful to that listener. Yeah, and I guess also you want to be careful. I mean, it's tough. Of course, it's always going to be sad, but you don't want to go over into emotion either because you want to stay clear yourself. So if Ron is giving you the blessing, just try to be neutral as much as you can. That's all I'd say. Okay, I'll move on to another email. I have been enjoying the peaceful living of the new earth for over a year now. I have diligently done my clearings. I had moved away from some family 18 months ago, and now one relative decided to visit me in my new home. Within 10 days of that visit, some unfortunate events have happened, including a small electrical fire, which was fortunately contained, and a violent storm, complete with hurricane-force winds and several tornadoes that ripped the state. This happened in a mountainous region in a northeastern state where this kind of weather is very rare. I was then forced out of my home and had to move out for several days since there was no electricity and no water. I would like to have Ron's thoughts on this.
Yeah, sounds like very possibly, I can't guarantee it, but the person did bring in energies, to your location. So, and remember, you don't know what's inside of the body of that person, even though it's a relative and you've known them for years and you think you know the way they act, or maybe you think you're a bad person or all kinds of problems and troubles. You don't know what's in that body when they show up. So that's how I would look at it. Something hopped in them probably and caused problems for you. So back to you.
Right. And it may have opened up courting. That's what came to my mind, that maybe the family on one level had kind of let go or moved on also. But then with this visit, they may have started psychic attacks or cords to her again. And that would have been disruptive too.
Get us through a space clearing and keep that up for a while, you know. And I would probably do, since you have a new location, if you've done your death barcodes, I think I would probably do maybe, feels like about six barcodes on your house. And that's on the unlimited version. So you probably already have that. So I would do six barcodes for your house to get those things off of it. So back to you.
Okay, great. Someone has an interesting question here. They write, I'm a little confused about timelines. Are timelines, for instance, for smokers or people who chew gum, is it like a place where everyone on that timeline is smoking or chewing gum? Or is it more like a dream where we kind of have a choice and personality of what we do?
You always have a choice, but you may not, the choice that you have may be very limited. Okay? So the timeline that you're on, like of chewing gum or smoking or anything, you know, is where everybody else is on that same timeline. So they like to keep, the theme together for different situations to take the energy away from it. Will you have a choice on that timeline? Probably not. To stop doing that, because they put you on it and that's what you're living. You're living, maybe smoking on that timeline. And there's all smokers there, and you're in the timeline for smoking, kind of like, in a prison situation, in a sense, and everybody there smokes, and you can't get out of it. So, anyway, that's kind of that situation. I remember hearing something or going on a submarine that was, landlocked. And I guess everybody in the submarine smoke. So I go, geez, you wouldn't catch me here, you know. And plus, it was so small anyway. You know, submarines are not that large. But that was really appalling to think that they allowed people to smoke on a submarine. Hello. But anyway, I won't go too much into that. If somebody listening was on a submarine and they had non-smoking, that would be good to hear.
Yeah, well, that's worse than not smoking on an airplane, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, or maybe the person could just, close a hatch and smoke and go outside on the submarine. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I've seen a few older movies recently, and, like, people smoked in hospitals, the doctors, the patients. You know, you see, like, patients in a hospital bed lighting up. So things have really changed. So I'm really not that surprised to hear that they let people smoke on a submarine.
Yeah, I find it interesting when you watch some of the newer movies and the person has to smoke, okay, to rescind their contract, and they have a hard time even holding the cigarette between their two fingers. One of the old days, you know, the person's fingers were all brown looking and decrepit, you know, because, you know, they got stained by the cigarette smoke. Where on the new ones, they give them a cigarette to smoke, and they don't really know what to do with it. But anyway, back to you.
Okay. We can go until 5 after tonight, Ron. Is that correct?
Yeah, we got a few minutes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's an interesting question. Hi, Ron. How do I study things or memorize things like vocabulary words without using mind? Thank you. Ron?
I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
you're using the mind. You're using your body energy in place of mind energy and your spirit energy. So that's what you'd be using. So back
right.
to you.
Right. I think, you know, we talked about this a lot, you know, when you did all those mind clearings a while back, and Ron did suggest, and you perhaps this person hadn't done this, but something to help us all is to run the cellular mental clearing and the mental body clearing. To remove alien mind control and mind programs. So if you haven't done that yet, run that a lot for yourself. You don't have to put in what the programs are. And I think, as Ron, I think the way to explain it is mind is something really outside of us. But with that gone, you still have your brain. You still have all your thought processes. If anything, they're probably strengthened. And so there's no reason why you can't learn and remember and all that, what you need to remember. I mean, you don't really want to dwell on the past or anything, but learning something is different. And I think it's subtle, but I think you can get it. Okay. So, gosh, there was one other thing I wanted to ask. Oh, I do want to remind people that Ron has another live healing call tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's 6 hours of creation light ship healing. So if you are new and perhaps you definitely experienced a healing tonight when we went to the light ship. If you'd like more of that, you can still sign up and join Ron on that call. And, of course, next month is coming so quickly. And Ron does a Saturday Ascension Preparation call and 3 consecutive Sunday 6-hour calls, like tomorrow. All the information is on Ron's website. The June hasn't been posted yet, but it will be on the 1st, most likely. And that Ron does every month, and those calls are fantastic, and I recommend them highly, as well as his weekday calls. But next month, he has 2 amazing calls coming up. The organ restoration call, which Ron's been doing the past few years for us about every 6 months, and it's a complete, you know, physical healing. It's just wonderful. And also the spirit in the box healing. And let me just check those dates quickly for us. They're not posted yet. But you want to mark, you know, sort of get a bit prepared so you know, because the organ restoration is Saturday, June 16th at 1 p.m., and the spirit in the box clearing, also 1 p.m., is going to be on June 30th. And the organ restoration call is going to be a $50 charge. And I believe the spirit in the box, Ron, is that
$20? They're both $50. Yeah, they're going to be both $50 calls.
Okay. Those are really powerful, intense clearings. The organ restoration, Ron goes through the whole body and does a healing on all of our organs and systems. And the spirit in the box is returning your stolen or lost, however, in this universe, parts of your spirit to come back to you. It's called spirit in the box because Ron discovered a few years ago that some of our spirit energy was literally locked up in these horrible boxes. And he freed that for us and is going to do more of it. So,
yeah, that's great. Yeah, and if you are short on money for whatever reason, just let me know, and you know you can create a payment plan for me because I don't want you not to be able to get on the call.
Right.
So,
right.
I guess we'll do the mind to heart drop here.
Okay.
So here we go. I'm going to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart, and here we go, and make yourself real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie-doke, everybody. So thank you, blessings, and send in your testimonials for the alien battles that you're involved in. Maybe we can talk about it on the Monday show. Bye, everyone.